As a childhood trauma survivor, have you ever thought about the good and bad of disassociation? Did you know that if you suffered chronic childhood trauma, you are much more likely to be diagnosed with a trauma disorder as an adult? I am a child abuse survivor. Beginning at 6, I was sexually abused and groomed by my sadistic brother, who forced me to become a child sex worker for a local satanic cult of which he was a member. My abuse lasted for 11 years. Hi, this is Kurt B. Ellis, an author who self-publishes with Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing. Stay tuned and let me share more about my experiences with disassociation and its symptoms. Disassociation is a mental health condition that involves experiencing a loss of connection between thoughts, memories, feelings, surroundings, behavior, and identity. These symptoms can potentially disrupt every aspect of mental functioning. Some common disassociation symptoms are having out-of-body experiences, gaps in memory and inability to recall specific events and details of past experiences, separating yourself from your emotions, blocking out pain, distorted thinking, blurred sense of identity, severe stress or problems in relationships, work, and other areas of life, lack of coping and anger regulation mechanisms, mental health problems such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Disassociation is a valuable protective mechanism often exhibited when experiencing chronic trauma. It allows you to escape from what is in your world to a special place in your mind where you can feel safe. It gives you a means to remove yourself from your trauma mentally. So this protective mechanism is good because it helps you survive while enduring chronic trauma. If disassociation occurs often, it can be habituated over time, and this is when it becomes a bad thing. If habituated, when a threat of trauma is perceived, your mind will immediately go to its safe place. Your mind is then not processing the real danger. Your perception of the real world becomes blocked, and you are not getting the regular threat warning signals, so your typical fight or flight response is not triggered. You then may be abused and traumatized again and again. This is very common in male and female rape victims. Since your typical path of regulation was disrupted, you may experience memory loss, a lack of understanding of your trauma, and the loss of words to tell your story coherently. You may temporarily lose perception of your past, and this may affect the way you grow up and manage yourself in society. I experienced this array of disassociative symptoms due to my childhood trauma. I was only able to overcome my trauma with much-needed EMDR therapy when I was an adult. You can also learn to manage your disassociative symptoms with support and therapy. Managing disassociative symptoms is one of the key things I've written about in my award-winning novel. My award-winning novel's title is Boy in the Barn, Journey of Triumph Over Horrific Child Abuse, Sexual Abuse, and PTSD. It's an inspiring LGBTQIA coming-of-age story about hope, courage, and the resilience of the human spirit. My novel is for sale on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, and audiobook form. The audiobook is also distributed on Audible and iTunes. Thank you for your time today. Also, click on the links below and see my published books. Like my video? Hit the subscribe button and give me a thumbs up. And don't forget that your feedback is always greatly valued and much appreciated. I enjoy hearing from you, so please leave your comments below and I will respond as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day.